reported earlier this week that the MATC board and its teachers union reached a new one-year contract months ahead of schedule. The pact takes effect next February when the existing three-year contract expires. One dissenting board member told us he likes certain provisions but worries about potential legal exposure if the courts decide the contract violates Act 10. It prohibits most public unions from bargaining for anything except limited pay raises. Today, the union offers its perspective on the early contract. Mike Rosen is president of American Federation of Teachers Local 212 and an economics professor at MATC.
We did this because the college, like many educational institutions around the state, was in danger of losing, in this case, almost 225 of our senior faculty who are all going to retire because of the uncertainty created by Act 10. And that would have been destabilizing for the college as well as causing an increased financial hardship for the college to ensure that MATC and taxpayers in this community didn't have to pay two health cares for each position, for example.
What provisions did the union agree to in this contract?
There's a lot, but let me put it this way. Wages are frozen, and there are $14.3 million worth of concessions. Those include paying 12.6% of the premium on health care and paying the employee share of the pension, both of which were part of Act 10. We had to do this, quite frankly, because Governor Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature slashed our state funding by 30%, the largest cut in technical college funding history. MATC's funding today, state funding, is today back at the levels it was in the 1980s. Healthcare costs, energy costs, utility costs, equipment costs have all gone up, but the state's funding has plummeted. It's from 33% of our funding. It is today less than 10%.
What do you think about appearances or accusations that you did this to skirt Act 10, which is the law in Wisconsin?
Well, it's not the law in Wisconsin. In fact, Act 10 has been ruled unconstitutional by Dane County Judge Colas, and it's working its way through court. The fact of the matter is that MATC's lawyers are Michael Best and Friedrich. That law firm was the law firm that not only helped write Act 10, but actually has been playing a role and being paid by the taxpayers to defend it in court. And they advised the college that this was entirely legal and appropriate.
Do you have any fears about the legality of this contract being upheld in the long run?
I'm sure that there will be some challenges to it, but we operated on legal advice, as I said. I think that what we did here was very responsible. It saved the college a lot of money, and it ensured that the senior faculty at this institution did not leave.